Hey everybody, I'd like to welcome you all back to another exciting episode of Alfredo's Sauce Bowl. That's right guys, and we're going to be mixing it all 4th of July week for you. Yes sir, it is the kickoff to 4th of July week guys. It is Monday, June 29th, 2020, 2:09 p.m. Mountain Time here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it is a beautiful one, guys. And I'm going to tell you what we got lined up for you this week on the Alfredo Sauce Bowl for the 4th of July week. That's right, guys. Tips of safety, food, entertainment, drinks for you and the kids. And most of all, guys, have fun and be safe this week. That's right, be safe. Especially you guys are essential workers, especially if you're essential workers in the fireworks stands or food grocery stores. Guys, be safe as business will be probably picking up this week for the 4th of July weekend. But, all right, guys. Well, like I said, it's another gorgeous day here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm at home with another COVID edition for you guys. Sadly, we are at a halt with reopenings. So I'm just here at home, guys, counting down the clock until I have to go to work. So not until then, why don't I kick off your guys' Monday with some positive thoughts here from Alfredo. What you can do to keep your week positive for you guys' self. I know that's always hard, especially with the Monday, because Mondays are always the bummer. I mean, it's the beginning of the work week for some of you guys. And it's like, oh man, back to the grindhouse. But I really don't let that kind of stuff keep me down, guys, because I gotta keep things going and keep positive about things. The way I start my days off, guys, you know, I wake up, I do a little bit of exercise now and then. When I wake up, sometimes I'll go for a walk or I'll do some workouts at home, you know, just to get the blood pumping, get my body all energetic, get the electricity going through those nervous systems in your body and get those factory workers up that are keeping you going. Yep, that's right, guys. Do positive things to start off your day. There's a lot of good inspirational videos out there, guys, that you can watch on social media. I watch a lot of Kevin Hart, The Rock, we also know him as Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Another great one is Jonah Hill. I saw a great skit on him last night. I suggest you guys check it out. It's about his journey through Hollywood and how he didn't want to be perceived as a certain person that people were perceiving him as, and how he changed that by having positivity, you know, being positive and having positive people around him, and just changing it up and flipping it on all his haters and becoming the great actor that he is today. So I suggest check that out, guys. Those are good ways of getting, you know, energetic and positive about stuff. Also, I go on TikTok a lot. There's some great Steve Harvey shorts on there that you can see for some motivation to motivate your day. Because that's what I like to do. I like to listen to motivation speeches in the mornings or throughout the day, guys. I check them out a lot. If it's about being positive, it definitely gots my ear. I'm a positive person. You know, I have my fair share of haters and people that make fun of me and put me down. But I don't let it get to me because, hey, it's me living my life. It's me that makes me. And one thing about me is that I'm a unique person from the rest. And that's what separates me from other people, is that I'm me and I make me me. So if you guys want a challenge this week, I challenge all you guys to change the crowds around you, get all the negativity around you out of your way, and change the circle around you, guys. Like I said, bring some positive thoughts, some positive people into your circle, and see how that works for you throughout the week. See if that changes the week for you guys. See if that starts helping you guys out and being more positive about your weeks. And always remember, you know, today's today and tomorrow's tomorrow. So whatever happens today, just keep it in today and start tomorrow like a brand new sheet, like a page in a book that hasn't been written yet. Picture yourself as the author and you writing your own story. And you can write it however you like it. Because I'll be honest, especially starting these podcasts, I've been having a lot of, you know, people make fun of me and saying you need to be like this or that or this is how they do it. You know, I try not to listen to too much of the negativity people do, because if you do that, it will does make you feel down. But I push past that and I keep doing what I love, guys. I really don't care if they said it looks weird to them or it's not cool to them. Well, that's fine. That's just one crowd, guys. There's plenty other, you know, millions of people out there that can listen to your stuff and support your stuff, which is awesome, which is what I actually got. And that's why I let people do the talking they talk, because like I said, my listeners tell me different, and that's who I'm here for. I'm here for my listeners, and they're the ones that keep me going. So again, listeners, thank you for listening in and giving me your guys' support, and I hope you all keep supporting this show. But guys, I'm gonna kick this Monday off positive for you guys. That's right, guys. I'm gonna go throw something. I'm throwing it in the bowl, mixing it up for you guys. After that, we're putting it out. We're boning it up, smoking it up, and lining it up this 4th of July week for you guys. That's right, man, because I'm all about keeping it positive for you guys. But shake off them haters and dust them off. Don't let them hate. If they can't relate. But definitely, guys, I know it's a sad start to 2020 so far, but let's try to have fun and have positive thoughts for this 4th of July week and have fun this 4th of July. I know I am, guys. Sadly, I have to work the day of. I get the morning off, but I'm definitely going to do something special for you guys Thursday. I think that's when I'm going to do the food cooking for you guys and the drink and entertainment for you guys. So tune in this Thursday and see what I got planned for you guys. You know, just some easy tips so you guys can have a good time. I know we have to still practice our 6 feet social distancing. We can't be having blowouts, and we gotta watch the gatherings. But still, guys, you know, like me, Thursday I'm probably gonna go hang out with some friends, family, especially my daughter, and just have a good Thursday with them, because it's a party all week here on the Alfredo Sauce Bowl for the 4th of July week. I do apologize, guys, if this podcast does run short today. I wasn't really planning on doing one today, but I really rethought it, guys, and say, hey, man, I'm going to get something out there positive for my listeners and something to start their week off so they have a good week. I hope you guys all had your cup of coffee this morning. I know I did. That's a real another thing I like to start my week, I mean my day off with. I like to start off with a cup of coffee, warm up those lungs, and get that blood circulating through the body. But definitely, guys, like I said, I challenge you guys all week this week to change your crowd up and just bring positive things into your life this week and see how that changes your week for you, how it changes your attitude, the environment around you. I believe things start opening up to you more when you're more positive. Like I said, I deal with a lot of negative things in my life, so I'm constantly turning negative into positivity. That's what it's all about, turning your negative into positivity and doing what you love and ignoring what others say. like I said, if your boy Alfredo here, listen to every hater, every critic that put me down for the negatives in my show and how I lay out my podcast for you guys, I wouldn't do them. I would just be there and be the average Joe, going to work, coming home, and just being depressed and feeling like a failure. But I don't let those things get to me, guys. I keep going on about it. Like I said, I'm here for my listeners, and my listeners are enjoying it, so it's making me enjoy it too. That's what I say, guys. Don't always pay attention to the negative. If you guys want some great things to help you with that, there's a great story on Inc.com by Nicholas Cole, a contributor for Inc. He has his stories about 15 reasons why people stop following in their dreams. Some good things that he had in there, which I thought were the top three for me. If you guys want to read more on it, you can go read. It says 15, but it goes to 20. But the ones that I saw that caught my eye were actually the people around you are the ones that you think might care for you, will either, you know, tell you something to make you want to quit or not want to do it anymore. But that's where it says you just got to ignore that stuff and avoid that stuff, guys, and just go on about it. Don't listen to everything what people have to say. People just talk, you know. People are full of more of hot air more than anything. They're it's just in, you know, the basic human nature for another to go out and hate on another because that person is doing something they love, and that person is just there taking on their negativity and trying to put on their negativity because they want them to be miserable and like them, and, you know, just be a hate like them. So yeah, guys, don't let people hate on you, and don't pay no attention to it, guys. It's you living your lives. It's all about you, guys. You know, everybody has always something to say, so just ignore it. Let it go out one year out the other. I know we all heard the phrase. I mean, I know it's kind of old schoolish, but I mean, it still holds up to this day. You know, sticks and stones might break your bones, but words can never hurt you, guys. I mean, it is true. Words are just words. There's a lot of them out there. Just don't let it get you down, guys. Just stay positive and things will be okay. Because one thing I've learned, life's life. I have a lot of inspiration in my family. You know, I'm the youngest of 5 sisters and 1 brother. They're all older than me, so I kind of experience a lot of things through life through them. So I had a lot of their inspiration in me of how to basically carry myself through life, and that's why I am the person I am today. And that's why I am a strong person, and I don't let things get to me. Yes, things, like, I'm not always the strongest, guys. There are times where I do break down and it does get too much, but that's where it takes a whole lot of me to get myself out of that. Nobody can do that for you besides yourself, but that's what I do, guys. I sit back, if I feel like that, I just take a break, reanalyze everything, and jump right back up on it, jump right back on the saddle, and keep riding right into the flame. I try not to be scared of things. I was young growing up in high school. I was a shy person, not very talkative, always the listener. It's never wrong not to always be the talker, guys. It's also a great thing to be a great listener. So don't think just because you're a shy, quiet person that, you know, you're not the loudest, because you could be. But definitely, guys, stay positive this week. Have a good positive. I know there's a lot of negative things going around, guys, but also look into the great things that are going on this week. So I'm going to wrap it up, guys. I'm going to get going. Sorry that this ended up being a short show. I'll probably do one later on for you guys, but if not, I'm definitely going to have one for you guys tomorrow. But enjoy your guys' Monday. Like I said, stay positive. And remember, your goal is this week is to change your circle up and have positivity around you guys. So as always, thank you guys for always listening in onto the Alfredo Sauce Bowl podcast show by Anchor. And hope you guys listen in on next time.